Today's Amud is Megillah Lamed Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Chavtes Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, by the word Itmar. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Chal Yois Ve'ata Titzave. The Gemara now discusses an interesting scenario where we have Parsha Shkolim, which is Chal on the Shabbos, that we lay in the Parsha of Titzave. Now what makes this case interesting is that the following week after Titzave is Parsha Kisiso, the beginning of which is the parasha that we read for Parsha Shkolim. So if you just read Ata Tetzaveh straight until the end, and then as the maftir, at the end of the parasha, you read the parasha of Shkolim, it almost just looks like you're really just reading into the next parasha. And that's what the Gemara picks up on now. So Chal Yois Bev Ata Tetzaveh, Parsha Shkolim falls out on Ata Tetzaveh, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, or the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Adar, is the parasha of Ata Tetzaveh. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Karei Shisa Beva'ata Tetzaveh Ad Kisisa, you lay the way you would regularly lay, you lay the six aliyahs of the Torah from the parish of Ata Tetzaveh, and then V'chad Mikisisa Ad Vasisa, and then the next aliyah, you do the regular parasha for that we lay for Parasha Shkolim. We don't do anything different than we would normally do for Parasha Shkolim. We have the regular Kriyas HaTayra of Ata Tetzaveh, and then for the last aliyah, you read the Parasha of Shkolim from the beginning of Parashas Kisisa. However, Amar Abaye says that that's not a good way to do it, because Amri Oikmi Hu Dekam Oikmi Hasam, they'll say that, okay, fine, you're just reading the next parasha, you're just reading parasha, you're reading the beginning of Parasha Kisisa, it's not nicker that you're reading Parasha Shkolim. So therefore, Ela Amar Abaye says a different way to do it, is Karu Shisa Miva'ata Tetzaveh Adva Asisa. What you should do is you should read the regular Kriyas HaTorah of Ata Tetzaveh, but you should also have, as part of the sixth Aliyah, you should have the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. And then for the last Aliyah, V'chad Tani V'karei Mechitisa Adva Asisa. And then the last Aliyah, he'll go back to Kisisa and to the beginning of Kisisa until Vasisa, and he'll read Parshas Shkolim, and like that, since you're repeating it, it'll make a nicker that you're repeating it for Parshas Shkolim. It seems that those times they didn't used to have the custom of repeating the end of the parasha for the maftir, otherwise this Asa doesn't seem to be accomplishing anything, but in those times they didn't repeat the end of the parasha, and therefore this was a good way of showing that there's something different over here, that we're reading Parshas Shkolim is because you would repeat from Kisisa until Vasisa. Now Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa says like this, that if you have Parsha Shkolim, which falls out on a week, which is right next to a week, that you would normally be laying Parsha Kisisa anyways, the Parsha of Shkolim, whether it's the week before Kisisa, or the week after Kisisa, meaning either Tetzaveh or Ve'akel, still we're Kairin Aisa, we read Parsha Shkolim, and we'll repeat Parsha Shkolim. So now the Gemara assumes right now that repeating means that with on that Shabbos, will repeat the parasha of Shkolim two times. So Bisham Abaye Nicha. Now according to Abaye, so when parasha Shkolim falls down in parasha Ata Tetzaveh, so you have such a hechatimsa. Well, where we repeat the parasha of Shkolim. So the brayza makes sense according to Abaye. You have such a case where we repeat parasha Shkolim. El Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Kasha. But according to Yitzchak Nafcha, we don't repeat parasha Shkolim. We just read straight until Kisisa, and then Kisisa is the next Aliyah, but nothing gets repeated. So Kasha, we have a Kasha from this brayza. However, says the Gemara, Amar Lach Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha will tell you, Ula Abaye Minicha. Is it any better according to Abaye, who says that you repeat? Tinach Lefaneha. That's all good when Parsha Shkolim falls out in the week before Kisisa, when it falls out in Parsha Ata Tetzaveh. So then you'll have the Seichatimsa where you repeat the Parsha of Shkolim. However, Lacharea Hechi Mishkachasla. But how do you have such Seichatimsa when Parsha Shkolim falls out the following week in Parsha Ve'yakel? So why would you be repeating Parshas Shkolim? Elamai Yisloch Lameimar. What are you going to have to say to teach the Braisa? You'll say that Kaiflin doesn't mean that you repeat the Parsha of Shkolim two times on that Shabbos. It means that you're going to have Parsha Shkolim 2 weeks in a row, two Shabbosis in a row. You're going to be reading Parsha Shkolim. So Al Chanami Kaiflin Bishabbosis. So according to Yitzchak Nafcha, That's going to be the case, even according to B'tzach Nafcha, that's going to be the case when Shkalim falls out on Parashas Tetzaveh, even though you won't be repeating Shkalim that week, but you'll be repeating Shkalim the following week. That's all the Braisa means to say, and there's no Raya from this Braisa to Abayit. Says the Gemara now a new case. Chaliyah is Bekisisa Atzma. What happens if the correct week to lame Parashas Shkalim, Rosh Chodesh Adar, or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, what happens if that falls on a week that anyways we're laning Parashas Kisisa? So what do you do? So Amar Yitzchak Nafcha, your Karu Shisa Min Vasisa Ad V'Yakel, skip the beginning of Parashas Kisisa, skip the Parashah of Shkalim, start from Vasisa, and you'll read from Vasisa until the end of the Parashah, until V'Yakel. And then the last Aliyah, he'll go back to the beginning of the parasha, to the parasha of Kisisa, and he'll read the parasha of Shkalim, and like that it'll be nicker that you're reading parasha of Shkalim because it's a special week. However, Maskev Abaye asked that this Eitzah would not seem to be a good Eitzah, because Hashta Amri L'mafreya Hu Dikari. People are going to think that you're allowed to read the Kriya L'mafreya. They're going to think that you're allowed to read out of order. They're going to think that what you're doing over here is that you're reading the regular Parashas HaShavua of Parashas Kisisa, and you're just reading it out of order, and that's okay. So Elam Rabbi, rather Rabbi says a different Eitzah. That when Shkalim falls out on Parashas Kisisa, so we're Karu Shisa Ad VeYakel, we have the regular laning of Parashas Kisisa, we'll go from Kisisa until the Parashas VeYakel, and then V'chad Tani V'kari Mikisisa Ad Vasisa, and then we'll have someone repeat the beginning of the Parashah from Kisisa until Vasisa, and like that you'll have a nicker reading of the Parashah of Shkalim. And Tani Kavase Dabaye, the Gemara says we have a Braisa which says Mamash like Abaye, it says that Chaliyah is Bekisisa Atzma, that what do you do if the Parashah of Shkalim falls out on a week, that anyways you're laying Parashah Kisisa, so then you're Kaira Naisa, Vekaifa Naisa. So you read it and you repeat it, so that's only true according to Abaye. According to Yitzchak Nafcha, you don't repeat it, you just read it at the end. So only according to Abaye that you repeat it, so you see a Raya from here to Abaye. Says the Gemara now a new case. Chaliyah is Besaycha Shabbos, Magdim in L'Shabbos Shavra. So we mentioned that if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, so then we read Parashas Shkalim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Says the Gemara now that Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaliyah is Be'erev Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Mamash right before Shabbos? It's on Erev Shabbos. So then what do you do? So Rav Amar Magdimen, Rav says, no, doesn't matter, it's still not Shabbos, and therefore, we'll read Parashas Shkalim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, like we always do. However, Shmuel Amar Me'achrin, Shmuel says that if anyways Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, it's on the Erev Shabbos, so then we'll be Me'achr, we'll read the Parashah of Shkalim on the following Shabbos, the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, Rav Amar Magdimin, Deim came Batzri Luhu Yayme Shaluchanais. Rav says that you have to go early because, like we had before on Chavtesima Beis, that one of the reasons that we said that we were laying Parsha Shkalim Dafkan Rosh Chodesh Adar is because it's 2 weeks before that the money exchangers, they go and they sit in the Medina to collect and to exchange people's money from Achzis HaShekel. So it takes 2 weeks to prepare for an event, and therefore we start laning it 2 weeks before. So Rav says, I think that you need these 2 weeks, so when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on an Erev Shabbos, you can't read Parashas Shkalim afterwards, then you're not going to have these 2 weeks. So therefore you have to go earlier, you have to read Shkalim on the Shabbos before, because otherwise, Batzri Lu Yami Shulchanis, you won't have enough days left until the Yom Shulchanis. We need at least 2 weeks to prepare. Ushmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Now, wherever Shmuel says no, you're allowed to be Ma'achrin. You read Shkalim on the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh Adar in such a case. Amar Lach, and I'll tell you that Saif Saif Chameisar B'Malei Shabbos Amikla. That if Rosh Chodesh falls out on an Erev Shabbos, so it means that the 15th of the month will also fall out on a Erev Shabbos. Ushulchana is like nafki ad chab b'shabo. And in such a case, so then the money exchangers, they won't go out on Erev Shabbos when they covered Shabbos. So they're only going to go out on Sunday. Helkach ma'achrin. So therefore, we could push off the laning to Shabbos, the laning to the next day, and we're still going to have the 2 weeks. Says the Gemara now, tonight we learned in the Mishnah, that Chaliyos Besaycha Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, so then Magdimin L'Sha'avar U'Mafsikin L'Shabbos Acharas. So we read Shkalim the Shabbos beforehand, and then the following Shabbos, we don't have any sort of special parasha. Now, my lava filu b'erev Shabbos, that says that you read Shkalim the week before Rosh Chodesh, and it says it stam, it's mashma no matter when Rosh Chodesh falls, even if Rosh Chodesh falls on an Erev Shabbos, still, we read Shkalim the Shabbos before. So you see see that even when it falls on the Erev of Shabbos, you see like Rav, that we read it the Shabbos before. So it says the Gemara, Loi, Besaycha Shabbos Dafka. The Braisa is literally, is just is specifically describing a case where Rosh Chodesh falls in the middle of the week. But in a Chanami, it could be if it would fall on a Friday, so then we would say to read Shkolim the Shabbos afterwards. Says the Gemara Dotashima, we have a Braisa, want to bring a Raya from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Ezehi Shabbos Rishayna, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyais B'Saycha. That the first Shabbos and the minion of the Arba Parshis is the Shabbos that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on. Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos. And even if it's on an Erev Shabbos. Now, my love, Afilu Be'erev Shabbos Domi D'Saycha. Smashma that the Allah of Erev Shabbos is the same as when you have Rosh Chodesh during the middle of the week. Ma'saycha Magdimin, Av Erev Shabbos Magdimin. So it's Smashma that even when Rosh Chodesh falls on an Erev Shabbos, we reach Shkolim the week before. So what's Shmuel gonna say? Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel will tell you that Ba. And V'chein Tana Devi Shmuel, Ba. That Ba means that no, the Bryce is discussing when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. That when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, that the Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos is really Vafilu B'Shabbos. That even on Shabbos, that's considered the Shabbos Rishayna, because when it falls out on Shabbos, so then you'll read the Parasha of Shkolim on Shabbos. What happens if it falls on Erev Shabbos? So it could be Erev Shabbos is also, it's more comparable to, it's like the case of Shabbos, where you read it, where you're not makdim. And really, so there's no raya from this braisa that you're makd in Parsha Shkolim when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on an Erev Shabbos. Ultimately, says the Gemara Ketanoi, that's Machlekes Tanoim. Even though we had a Machlekes Amorayim, Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, says the Gemara, really, it's a Machlekes Tanoim. Who are these Tanoim? The braisa says like this. It says, Misargin L'Shabbosais. That sometimes we skip Shabbosais. Divir Rabbi Yudha Nasi. Rav Shem ben Elazar, Aymer, Aym Misargin. No, we don't skip Shabbosais. Amar Rav Shem ben Elazar, that Imasani Aimre Misargin, when is this true that I say that we don't skip Shabbosis? That's Bizman Shechal Liyois Be'erev Shabbos. That's when Rosh Chodesh falls out on an Erev Shabbos. Avo Bizman Shechal Liyois Be'seicha Shabbos, but any time Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of a week, so then we're Makdim V'Kairi Mishabbos Sha'avra. So then we're gonna read Shkolim on the Shabbos beforehand, Afa Pishu Shvat, even though it's the month of Shvat, and then the following week we're gonna take a have a break, we're gonna be Misargin. When is it that we're not Misargin? That's only if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on an Erev Shabbos, because then we reach Shkolim the following Shabbos, and then there's never a break. And the first Tana held that no, even in such a case, we do skip. Meaning, because even when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, on an Erev Shabbos, we'll read Shkolim the week before, and then the following Shabbos we'll skip. So you see, it's Machlekes Tanayim when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos, it's Machlekes Tanayim whether or not we skip, and really whether or not we're makdim Shkolim to the Shabbos beforehand. Bashniya Zachar, the Mishnah mentioned that the next Shabbos we lay in Parsha Zachar. So Itmar Purim Shechaliyos Be'erev Shabbos. When your Dalid falls out on an Erev Shabbos like we just had, so what do you do with the Parsha Zachar? Rav Amar Magdimin Parsha Zachar. Rav says that we lay in Parsha Zachar on the Shabbos before on Ches Adar. Ushmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says that no, if your Dalid falls out on a Friday, so we lay in Zachar the next day on Shabbos. Now Rav Amar Magdimin Ki Echi Dulei Tikto Masiya LeZachira. Rav says that the reason why we were makdim zachar is because we don't want to have it, that the asiyah is before the zechira. We always wanted that the zechira is before the asiyah. The zechira, to remember Amalek, is before we celebrate the Yontif HaPurim. Ushmuel Amar Ma'achar, and Shmuel says that no, we could push off Zachar to the following Shabbos, to the next day, to Tesvav. Amar Lach, he'll tell you that Kevin Dikum Ukafin Da'avdi B'chameisar, since we have the walled cities that are celebrating Purim on the 15th, so Asiya Uzachira Bahadi Adadi Ka'asian. So that's considered like the Zachira and Asiya are happening at the same time, and that's completely okay. We just don't want it to be that the Asiya is before the Zachira, but if they're happening at the same time, that's okay, and being that there are some places that have Purim on the 15th, so therefore we could read Zachar on the Shabbos on the next day on Shabbos on Tezvav Ba'adar. Says the Gemara, though tonight we learned in the Mishnah that Bashnia Zachar. It says in our Mishnah, it says that the next week you do Zachar. And again, the Mishnah was talking about a case that Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out on a Shabbos. So now ask the Gemara that Vaki Mikla Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos Mikla Purim Be'erev Shabbos. We know, as it just happened this past year, that any time Rosh Chodesh Adar it falls out on a Shabbos, so then by definition you're going to have it that Purim, that Yudalud Ba'adar, falls out on an Erev Shabbos. And yet what does the Mishnah say? It says V'katani B'Shnia Zohar, and it says that the second week you lay in Parsha Zohar. So you see that you're Makdim, that even when Purim falls out on a Friday, that we're Makdim, because that's the only way that the following week will be Zohar, that we don't skip, and the following week is Zohar, it's only for Makdim. So you see a Rai from our Mishnah that we're Makdim, that even when Yudalit falls out on Erev Shabbos, we're Makdim Zohar to the previous Shabbos, to Chas Adar. Amar of Papa, then no, it's not a Raya, my Shnia Shnia Lafsaka. I can tell you that second Shabbos doesn't mean the objective second Shabbos, it means the second Shabbos from when we stopped. Meaning, we're gonna have, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, so then we'll have it that, the previous week is Shkalim, the following week will be a Hafsaka, and then the second, the Shnia means the second week, meaning the week after the Hafsaka, so that's when we have it, that's when we lay in Parsha Zachar. It doesn't mean the actual second Shabbos, it means the second Shabbos after the Hafsaka. Says the Gemara Tashma, Eze Shabbos Shnia, Kol Shechal Purim Yoyis B'Saicha. That what's the second Shabbos? It's the week that Purim falls out on. Vafilu Be'erev Shabbos, even if it's on Erev Shabbos. So now, my love, Erev Shabbos, Domi D'Saicha. L'chayra, when Purim is on Erev Shabbos, we'll compare the halacha of such a Purim, regarding Zachar, to a year where Purim falls out in the middle of the week. The my Saicha Magdimin, Erev Shabbos Magdimin, so it's mashman that we will go earlier, that we will read Megillah on Chas Ba'adar, like Rav said. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Shmuel ba, v'chein tana devei Shmuel ba. Same tarot that we said before, that we're not talking about Erev Shabbos, we're talking about Shabbos. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, so then, as we'll see soon, so then we taka read Zachar on that day. Then we'll read Zachar on Yadalit on that Shabbos. Then we're not going to be Makdim. And it could be when Purim falls out on Friday, it's the same thing, that we're not Makdim. So there's no Raya to Rav. And now says the Gemara, we'll conclude with this, that Chal Liyos B'Shabbos Atzma, that if you have the Purim falls out on Shabbos, so Am Rafuna L'Divri HaKol Ein Magdimen. If Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, then we don't read Zachar the Shabbos before on the 7th of Adar. Rather, we read Zachar on that Shabbos, on Purim. Rav Nachman Amar Adayni Machlaikas. Rav Nachman says that no, it's a Machlaikas what we should do in such a case. And Itmar Nami Amar Rav Chiyah Bar Abo, Amar Rav Chiyah Amar Rav, Purim Shcholis B'Shabbos Makdim V'Kairei B'Shabbos She'avra Zachar. That we are Makdim, you see, it's a Machlaikas, and Yitaka says that we are Makdim, that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, when Yadalud falls out on Shabbos, we'll read Zachar on the Shabbos beforehand.